So hopefully this doesn't happen too often. But your toilet gets plunged, your toilet gets stuffed on Shabbos, especially if you have young kids in your house, it happens pretty often. And so the question is, are you allowed to plunge on Shabbos? Usually, you know, it's the man's responsibility to have to plunge it, so you have to know, so what are you supposed to do? Are you allowed to plunge it or not on Shabbos? You take the plunger and you plunge it. Very basic. Doesn't take such a long time. 1, 2, 3. Mutter, Aser. Shulchan Aruch, you have to know two halachas. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Vav, Tess, talks about a pipe which is dripping water off the roof. And I guess that's good for your house. It gets rid of the rainwater off your roof and etc. Sha'olu bo kashim vasavim. It gets blocked. It gets clogged with, leaves and some types of straw. Shesosvin u'ma'akvin kulucho. It blocks the rain from falling out. U'meim av yotzin mishpashtim megan v'dolfim v'ayis. Now it's going to clog up there. It's going to go into your house. So memachin baraglov. I guess you could climb up on the roof and kick it with your leg, bitzina, privately, where no one could see. To came in the misakin aydi shinoyu, since it's doing it with the shino, you're doing it with your leg, and you're doing it privately. B'makom psei double gaz rabbanon, because otherwise your couch is going to get ruined, your whole house is going to get ruined. So since you're going to lose thousands of dollars, and it's private, and it's with your leg, then it's mutter to unclog this rain drain from your ceiling. Huh? So very your roof gutter, right? So in a very very extreme circumstances, if all these factors are present, it would sound like, according to this, to simply to plunge a toilet perhaps is a problem. Either you're making a hole, which may be bone and soser issues, or it may be misakin money, you're creating a kli. But from here, it sounds like the only time that it's permitted is only if there's a makom seda, a tremendous loss. So you don't get such a big loss if you can't use your bathroom. It may be annoying, you may have to use the neighbors, etc., etc. But it's not a loss, there's no financial loss involved. It's not like the toilet is going to back up and spill out into your house. It's just not working. Comes along Shulchan Aruch in his second halacha, is what the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah is up to, in Shin Yud Dalet, and says like this: if you have a barrel of wine, you're allowed to make a hole in the barrel above the part of the dregs at the bottom. Why? What's the difference above the dregs and below the dregs? So says Shulchan Aruch, well, if it's on the bottom of the barrel where all the dregs are, for you to smash a hole in that is it's a stima ma'alya. It's closed up very tightly. So for you to make a break into it, that's called v'chashiv kiposeach mechadosh. It's as if you're making a new hole in that, and that would be a problem of soser on Shabbos. Fine. Then it says that Shulchan Aruch. Then Shulchan Aruch says, "Well, what about if I'm allowed? Am I allowed to take another hammer and bang in like the part where the spigot, the where the wine is coming out? Let's say it gets clogged. Am I allowed to take a hammer? Yes, I could take some item and unclog the hole." So it seems pretty clear from this Shulchan Aruch, making holes and unclogging holes on Shabbos are completely fine. The only issue is okay, if it's a tremendous, like a new hole you're making out of nowhere, that would be forbidden. But you basically kind of like have to reconcile Shulchan Aruch number one, which seemed to say it would be a problem to unclog a toilet because you're not able to remove the leaves from the gutter unless in extreme circumstances. And here it says you're allowed to break a hole in a barrel, so there's no problem with making holes in such situations. So how do we pass, and how does it apply to clogging a toilet? So comes along the Minchas Yitzchak in Tav Shin Chaf Hei, 52 years ago, and says like this. He says, Al das bayis shenista moshev beis akisei. He says the toilet gets stuffed, and he says, you know, paper gets put into it or whatever it is. So you want to take out on the weekday, you would take a puncher. I guess a puncher is how you say a plunger, according to the Minchas Yitzchak, which is kemo chatzi eagle shel kador. It's a half semicircle of a ball in base yad shel eitz with a stick of wood. So it's mamash a plunger, yeah. V'dochin al amayim, you press into the water, and mikoach lachatz amayim, from the pressure, yored adover sheik of yitzias amayim. He says, what is the halacha in this case? And he says, this is exactly like Shin Yud Dalet. This is permitted. Why? He says, because This is not a stima ma'uyusa. This is not a tremendous clog. This is not like trees in your gutter. This is simply just like puncturing a little hole into a chavis in a place which it's not so blocked up, he says. And therefore, he says, it would not be a problem. He says, especially, he says, over here, he says, it's not maisa uman. It doesn't take an idiot. Anybody could, you know, plunge it. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to have 5 degrees in, you know, in plumbing over here to smash through your toilet. You know, says bavade lo nistam stima ma'alya. Ma'alya say, therefore, it says, shari lepischo b'shabes, heched ish tzorch gadol b'zeh. There's a tzorch gadol. The case that the guy wrote into him was a 3-day yontif. So it's a 3-day yontif. He says, you know, 2 days in Shabbos. He says, oh, so I don't know if that's limited to that specific situation. But he says, it's tzarech gadol. Then he ends off saying, it's also kavod abrius. Kavod abrius, he says, imagine living in a house with no toilet. Again, tavshin chaf hey, I don't know how many toilets they had in Eretz Yisrael, in those houses, in tavshin chaf hey, 55 years ago. But, you know, maybe 52 years ago, whatever it is. So, 53 years ago already. So, if that's the case, I don't know, you know, if the situation has changed today. Correct, but I don't know if those these houses in Bnei Brak or wherever in Yerushalayim had multiple options. They may have only had one toilet per house, I'm not sure, or the apartment that they were in. Comes along the Igros Moshe, and Moshe Feinstein writes, he says, Kishenista makir. So he's talking about the sink. Your sink gets clogged. What's the halacha on Shabbos? Are you allowed to take a plunger, he says in parentheses here, a kippah she'iva unakoso, to clean it out? So he's, Ramosha says a couple of rules. He says, rule number one, if it's a davar hamatzoi, if it's common, what's davar hamatzoi? He says, then it's not such a big deal. Then he says, then you can lose a plunger. But let's say it's not common, ain't no matzoi, it's not a common occurrence, it doesn't happen all the time. Then what's the halacha? So he says, well, it depends. If water can still get through, it's not fully clogged, it's just partially clogged, then Rav Moshe says, then you could do it in a way which is not lo kederech shemenakin. What does that mean? How do you plunge your toilet shlo kederech shemenakin? I don't know what you're sticking into the toilet. So a sink. So I don't know what it means shlo kederech shemenakin. I don't know. If it's not the normal way, what, you stick your hand in the sink? I don't know. I'm not sure what he's talking about.
It's
huh?
A snake.
It's a snake.
Is so, sink common for the house or common in like community?
So it sounds like a house. It's from Moshe Feinstein. We're talking about 30, 50 years ago, whatever it is. It's also, I'm not sure, I would imagine. So he says,
the
shelo kederech hamenakin, it's fine. But he says, if it's nistam legamri, if it's completely clogged up, and it sounds like if it's not common, in that situation, it would be forbidden to do it unless he says, if you get a guy to do it, then that's fine. Comes along Rav Ben Zion HaBashal, and he says, he doesn't understand what Rav Moshe means over here. Is Rav Moshe being so machmer and telling you that if it's completely clogged up, you can't even do a plunger over here, even if it's normal to do a plunger? Or is Rav Moshe saying, no, only in cases where it's not matzui, it's not common to get clogged up. In that situation, then we look, well, is there a little water going through, or is there not going through? Or is Rav Moshe saying even more machmer? Is Rav Moshe saying that if it's clogged up completely, that no water is going through, you're not able to do anything to it? So Rav Ben Zion HaBashal says he's not sure how to read this tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is a little bit vague. So we're kind of left with a question over here. I don't know, is it common for your toilet to get backed up or not? I don't know, you want to raise a hand? How often does that? What's considered common? What's not considered common?
We have kids, it's common.
You have kids, it's common. If it's, you don't have kids, it's not common. It gets confusing. It doesn't give you a get there what's considered matzui or not. Fine. So comes along, Mishmir Shabbos Kolchasa, and he says like this. He says, it's mutter if the kiyor amayim, if the sink gets clogged, which would be the same for a toilet, mutter when akoso be'ezras mesheves kumi basis. You can use a plunger, v'lo shel uman. So that may be a snake. We may not be able to use a snake, because that's already maybe fancier. K'sheish tzorch gadol b'kach. If you have a tzorch gadol. And on the footnote, he says, because look, really it's like shin yudalad. We're allowed to make a puncture in a barrel, if it's not such a big deal. But he says, since it may be a problem, because it may be uvda dechol, it may be a weekday happening, it's a normal thing that you do on a weekday, you use plungers and you use these items, so therefore he says, maybe it's best not to do it unless it's shasad chak, or tzorch gadol he throws out. But again, what's shasad chak? If you have 3 bathrooms, is it considered shasad chak if one gets stuffed? Does it depend on how many kids you have? Does it depend on, you know, who the closest neighbor is? I'm not sure. It sounds like he's pretty makil, but he uses these phrases, shasad chak and makom tsarach gadol. the Eben Yisrael, Rav Fisher. Yeah.
If you have three bathrooms, so you close one down, so that's no problem. If you have one bathroom,
so that was, but that's a pretty machmir understanding. So you got three bathrooms, so you're not, so I don't know. So you have three bathrooms and 10 kids. Now what do you do?
Yes.
So what's it considered?
Yes.
So is it ratio? You got guests over. Yeah. Can you lock off the bathroom? It's unclear. Sounds like he's pretty.
Depends how upset your wife is.
Depends about how your wife upset your wife. It's Sarah Kadal, exactly. Comes along the Ebony Sarah of Fisher and he says, he doesn't buy the whole sugya. And for five out of his six paragraphs over here, whatever it is, he says, machmir, machmir, machmir. He says, what are you comparing it to? The gutter over here? The gutter, this is much worse than a gutter. You got rainwater coming out of your gutter. Okay, it still goes through a little bit. Your toilet that's clogged, it's mamish clogged. When you break through it like that, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be, oh, you're going to tell me it's like the barrel? It's not like the barrel.
It's not mamish clogged, because when you come back an hour later,
yeah,
it's the water went down.
So he wants to say it's a
so the toilet paper gets soft. It's made to break up in the water.
He wants to, he calls it stima malusa. He says it's for sure a stima malusa. He says, and therefore, he says, what's the distinction over here? So, but then he says,
where did he live?
Fisher, it's a straw. It's a straw. It's a straw.
Toilet yeah. paper is not tissue paper. So toilet paper is.
So I'm not sure. He's like they davar kasha o near ova. He says it gets stuffed with near ova, thick paper. Vein atzoa you read this. It mutter with toachas estima yidei shavokan eza gumi kamo chatzik chador velotzen. That's like a plunger, yeah. And he says you push it out. So he ends up. He's up until the last paragraph. He's machmir. He says Ella. He says but at the end he says mashiyesh lodin daachas shani. He says here it's totally different because here your bathroom is filled up. He says, you're not going to use the bathroom. It's covered at Brias. He says, it's docha always through the Rabbanan. And therefore he says it should be mutter. He says, there's not bone over here, Doraisa. And therefore he says it's mutter. Now again, I'm not sure if he's talking about a case where you have three other bathrooms in the house, and you have a 20 mansion house, or a house with 20 bathrooms, and one gets stuffed. So according to him, you're allowed to unplug one on Shabbos. I'm not sure. Final psak. So if I hear, if it's leaking then already, maybe then it's hefsid gadol, then it's fine. Comes along Rav Shapiro, the Dayan, who is in the Beis Din of Chaznish, and he writes, they asked him, I'm mutter b'shabes k'shenister makir v'kachas k'peshiva, can you take this pumba, a plunger, v'nakoso, he says, k'shadze dover matzui, and manikra matzui. They asked him, what's considered matzui? So he says, it's mutter if it's common for it to get stuffed. Matzui, what does that mean? Ratzavomer regila. What is the difference between matzu and rugo? I don't know, but I guess it gives, if it's regular. I also think that if the issue is maisa uman, I could prove to you nowadays it's not a maisa uman, because I know how to plunge a toilet, and I don't know how to do anything in my house. I do nothing. That's like my only responsibility in my house, is I can actually plunge a toilet. So that's the raya. It's not a maisa uman anymore. It's definitely not a maisa uman. You know, but but I know how to use a plunger, so any idiot could use a plunger. It's definitely not maisa uman. I think alocha maisa would come out to end off. It basically is a situational thing. If you normally use all your bathrooms, and you know a bathroom on the kitchen right off your house, you're allowed to plunge it. It would seem to be if you have 10 bathrooms and the upper attic one gets stuffed and no one's sleeping under, for you to go plunge it just for the sake of plunging, so all bathrooms are working, that would be a situation to be machmer. In any other case, it's hard to find the situation to be machmer. Most of the time, it would be multiple. You should know why you're doing it. Maybe do the shinoi a little bit. Maybe there's more of an active.